to the Business Networking Show with Linda Cloke, John Turner and Jill Russell.
Looking to grow your network and your business? Discover Simply Business Club, where connections turn into conversations. We're not your average networking group. At Simply Business Club, we offer conversational networking. Each meeting gives everyone 3 to 4 minutes to share their stories in open discussions, filled with insights and even testimonials for work done. It's more than networking. It's building relationships that work for you. Join Simply Business Club today. Visit simplybusinessclub.co.uk or call 01843 627 001 to find out how you can be part of our vibrant business community. Simply Business Club, where businesses meet conversations.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Synergy Network and Events Radio Show. So my guests today are the lovely Rachel Barham from FSB.
Hiya.
Good morning. Hi. Oh, it's good afternoon. I'm going to have to get used to that one. And Hayley Hickmont-Morris from Soul, Heart and Soul.
Head and Heart Messaging.
Head and Heart Messaging.
Afternoon.
Good start.
Yeah. We're doing well.
I know. So first off, I just want to say welcome. Have either of you done a radio show before?
No, first time.
Right.
Podcasts, but that's it.
Okay. So it's sort of the same as a podcast, only people can't see you. So from that point of view, it feels a bit safer, I suppose, as an environment, but it's actually really easy. But it's just like having a conversation over a cup of tea. Or coffee in your case, Rachel.
Yeah, exactly.
So first off, I mean, we were talking about the benefits of the FSB. I was saying before the show that I've been a member for many, many years. So I ran a dating agency for 19 years. I'm a member for the whole time of that. And then I briefly got a job after 30 years of being self-employed. So I stopped and then I rejoined again with yourself. And I worked out that just by paying the fee, which is how much a year?
I think for you, it was £195.
That's right. So for £195 a year, I've saved in the region of £9,000. So even being a member for 20 years, it's been well worth my while. And that's actually not even including the times I've rang up and used the legal helpline and all the other things that you get with it. So just talk us through. I mean, people need to give you a call and, then you'll be able to give them all the benefits, wouldn't you, directly?
Yeah, it's one of those things. FSB membership, the price of it varies on number of employees and owners, but there's actually about 30 different benefits, which most, even members, don't always realise, because, of course, what I'll do is I'll understand their business and talk them through the relevant benefits to them. But the most obvious ones apply to all businesses, like the legal helpline, which you've mentioned, which is 24/7. Doesn't matter how many times I tell people that, it's 24/7. It is unlimited, and they literally call up, give an idea what they want to talk about, and within an hour, the right type of solicitor calls back.
Now, I've never used that, I don't think. I've always done it in work hours.
Yeah, and it's one of those. I mean, admittedly, if somebody calls at 3 o'clock in the morning, they're not necessarily always getting the right type of solicitor.
Mm.
But the difference is when you're calling at that time of the morning, it's probably because it's kept you awake. And as a business owner, you need your sleep. So they've called up, they've kind of put it onto someone, and they know that either the right type of solicitor's there and they'll be able to deal with it, or it's logged for the first thing in the morning. But that we'll obviously communicate that with them so that they can make the decision of how they want to do it. But for people that have got employees, that's especially useful because not every business is 9 to 5. And of course, if you're running a pub or a restaurant or whatever, and actually something happens towards the end of a shift and you think, actually, I want some answers now. I need to know where I stand on this or what to do. Then they can literally call up. And the chances are probably more employment or commercial solicitors are going to be the ones on shift because, of course, they're the ones that do things more out of hours, I suppose. But they've got the legal helpline, which is personally the biggest reason why people join us. Linked to it, there's also the legal hub. And on there, it's actually recently changed. It's become very interactive. It's very, very flash. But there's access to about 1,500 documents, of which about 1,000 of them are templates. And of course, solicitors are worth their weight in gold. They do a lot of training and qualifications to do what they do. Well, FSB members have got access to all of that, included for free. So all of these documents that are on there are written by qualified, experienced solicitors, and they've got access to it to tailor it. I say tailor it generically because they're not industry specific, But they'll fill in the details and make it personal to their business. And they've done that for free, which can save them thousands, which as a small business, we need to watch the pennies.
And when you go online and you search templates on Google, quite a lot of them, they provide it, but then you have to pay for it, don't you?
Yeah.
You download, once you go through, I mean, I've done it so many times, you go through, you do the adjustments that you need, and then you go to download it, load it, and they say that'd be this much.
Yeah.
And it's like, but you've looked up free template for, and so you go in, you fill it all out, you spent an hour doing it, and then it's like, oh yeah, thanks very much, it's going to cost you this much. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the biggest challenge I come across quite often when I'm speaking to business owners, or I got it off of ChatGPT or Copilot or whatever. But I can't say it's not going to be correct because they might have got lucky. And obviously AI is improving.
Mm.
But if you've not got a legal brain, do you know the actual document that you've generated on ChatGPT, for example, is actually one, UK law, and two, fit for purpose? Because you just don't know. Is it worth that risk just to save a little bit of money when actually, at least with FSB membership, the contracts that you're getting off there are up to date, they're fit for purpose, and you've got the backing that we've provided it as well. So,
well, the 4,000 that we saved is through doing a franchise agreement, which will also second up as a license agreement. You've just got to do a few tweaks. It's a licensing agreement, but we were quoted £5,000 and then went to the FSB and we were quoted £1,000, well, £950.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose on that, because obviously I've spoken about the free ones. So the Legal Hub is where you get the free documents. But if actually the type of document you're after isn't on there, or maybe you want something a bit more bespoke to your business, we can do that. But it is a paid for service. But the difference is everything we do is at a preferential rate. And we will always try, where possible, to do it at a fixed rate, because small businesses need to budget. So they need to understand what they're paying, not kind of costs keep escalating. So where we can, like in your situation, we've been able to give you a fixed price. If you're happy with it, brilliant. You pay for it, we do the work. But if you're not, that's absolutely fine. You can use the free services, use that as much as you want. And if you want to go somewhere else for paid services, you can. They're really good at not tying you in. We're there to help a business, not hinder you.
That's one of the reasons that we were able to make the changes that I said to you earlier, because, you know, we haven't got that great big bill. Because I was thinking, how on earth are we going to pay that? You know, because we are a new business still.
Yeah.
So how are we going to pay that? It's, you know, it was quite scary, really, to when you think you've got to come up with £5,000. Yeah,
definitely. And I think especially at the minute, all the employment rights changes in regards to the employment rights bill, FSB members have got so much support around employment advice, employment documents, even a free insurance that protects them if they end up at tribunal. Obviously, there's T's and C's in the background. But you just, as a small business, you can't afford all of this. So we're there helping them to make sure that, I say make sure, they've got to follow the advice they're given, obviously, but to hopefully stop them ending up in court when things don't go to plan. So,
okay, well, I might have a controversial question for you now. So,
God, test me. Go on.
So I mean, you know, obviously the FSB helps with, you know, HR, legal, finance issues. Do you find that you get accountants, lawyers, HR people join?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because, I mean, I suppose in any business, I'm self-employed in what I do. So I recruit members, sign them up to FSB. I'm an expert in FSB membership. That does not make me an expert in business. So you can't ask me legal questions because I wouldn't know the answer. So obviously I'd call the legal helpline if I needed legal advice. And the same with accountants. So many accountants that I speak to, they'll find their clients will call them for HR advice.
Ah.
Well, they're not HR advisors. And the same with a HR advisor's not an accountant. They might have some experience because they've either got employees or they've got an accountant or they do their own accounts, that sort of thing. But you're experts in your own industry, and even solicitors specialise. So they probably have a general idea about most things and probably be better suited to read a contract or read documents and understand it better than maybe some of us would. But at the same time, they've got their specialism. And of course, when you've gone into business and you are now a small business, you haven't got that support function behind you where you can wander down the corridor and speak to a colleague or a different department to ask that advice. That's kind of the easiest way to explain how FSB works. We are that corporate company, even though we're not a corporate company, but that's kind of what we are sitting behind you. We're all those different departments that you can turn to and know you're going to get the right advice. It's not going to cost you a fortune. And if for any reason something that we said didn't back up, well, then you've got the protection knowing that we've given it, so we have to protect you for it.
So it feels like it's absolutely crazy for a new business not to be a member of the FSB.
Personally, it's a no-brainer.
Yes.
But obviously some people will always disagree or think they can do it on their own, which is, that's up to them. It's their business.
Well, you know, my business partners, they're not members. I've always been a member.
I know, so I keep lecturing them every time I see them.
So one of the first things I actually said to them is, you know, I'm going to be joining the FSB. And it was like, well, why?
Yeah.
You know, and I said about how they helped me with, you know, situations that happened in the past, and Chris more or less said to me, well, if you want to go for it, go for it. So that was really good.
Yeah.
What made you join the FSB, Hayley?
I think for me it felt like peace of mind. Like you said, there's somewhere to go to if anything did happen. I mean, you hope it doesn't happen. The templates, you know, the contracts were there for me, obviously adapting them and things like that, but it saved me a lot of time in that sense as well. And yeah, just to know that you're covered, really, that peace of mind, like I said. So, I think it's a low entry point from my perspective for small businesses. You know, I'm only in my first few years of my business, but it's been really helpful so far. So I'd recommend having a chat with Rachel.
Definitely, everyone's got to have a chat with me.
Actually, I'm doing an event for Metro Bank. Mm-hmm. And what we're doing is we're doing something completely different. We're doing get people mixing and everything. I'm putting this out there so hopefully other networking groups won't copy it, but I'm sure they will. But it's going to be called Networking Bingo. And I've just thought one of the questions we could have that several people might be able to say yes to and put their little thing on there is, are you a member of the FSB?
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good
because
one.
I've got to think of all the questions and, you know, hand out a card with the Networking Bingo on there. And I was trying to think of questions last night and I was just writing a few down, but that would be a really good question, wouldn't it?
Definitely. Maybe get a little disclaimer, and if you're not, you're going to have to talk to Rachel.
Yeah,
a little bit of promo
jumping
in there
on the bandwagon.
Yeah, put your phone number in the square.
Exactly.
So, tell us your journey. What were you doing before FSB, and what made you choose this as a career?
I'll give you a really shortened version.
Mm-hmm.
When I left college, I was a beauty therapist. I thought because I liked makeup and was girly, that sort of thing, I would enjoy it. No. Literally, I didn't mind talking about my problems, but everybody coming in for a treatment generally want to talk about theirs. And it didn't go back down where I'm actually not as girly as I think I am. So I did lots of different things. I've been estate agent. I've been a travel agent. I used to work for a TV travel shop. And then I actually found myself in recruitment. I got headhunted when I was an estate agent by a local recruitment firm in Beckenham. And it was recruiting ex and retired police officers. So I basically, as an officer was retiring, they would register with our company and then I would find them work, typically straight back into the police force, because what a police officer does only really needs 80% of their the warrant card is only used about 20% of the time. So 80% of what they do, they don't need their warrant card. So I could put them back in on temporary contracts. I did that for about 9 years, absolutely loved it. But partway through it, G4S bought them out. So the company changed, changing management. And eventually it got to the point I basically got bullied out by a manager.
Mm.
So I left there. And then I kind of jumped jobs a lot because I didn't know what I wanted to do because I loved that job. So I've done automation electronic repairs, I've done umbrella sales, which is like a payroll sales. And then I kind of found myself back in a police type role. So I was selling financial products to the police again. So I was actually going out to like new recruit at Hendon and various different police forces. So obviously that's the Met. But the problem is when you're good at sales, you get promoted into management. And I was the field manager. I'm really good at sales because I'm open and honest about it and friendly and not pushy and all of that sort of thing. But I'm not a good manager. There's no beating around the bush. Yeah, I'm not a good manager. I expect people to work how I work, and because I work hard and I treat it as if it's my business even when it's not, and when other people have got different views on that. Yeah, it didn't work very well. So it got to the point where it was a polite you need to leave or we'll have to get rid of you. And to be honest, I didn't enjoy it because I was managing and it's not what I wanted to do.
Mm.
So when I found myself leaving there, I found myself unemployed, thinking I've got no idea what I want to do because, of course, as a manager, you get a certain salary. And if you go in as a salesperson, you've dropped a lot. And I just happened to be going through LinkedIn and I saw adverts for FSB membership advisors. And I looked at it and thought, I've got no idea what that is. But it's working for a not-for-profit. I'd literally just left a not-for-profit. It's working with small businesses. Mm. Well, I always want to support them where I can. Do you know what? I'll give it a go. And if it works, I'd lost my flat previously in a fire. So I had all my insurance money in my bank account as well, rather than just spending it on replacing stuff. And I thought, if I'm going to try being self-employed, this is the perfect opportunity because I've got money behind me that I can dip into if I need to. Went for it, got offered the contract, and the rest is history. And I've actually, 6 years later, I'm still doing it.
Wow.
Still love it. I get to talk to lots of small businesses, drink lots of coffee.
What about the hours? Because, obviously I know you go out really early in the morning. Mm-hmm. You know, you go out to our events, which, usually finish 8:30, 9. Do you find sometimes you do a day like mine, sort of 6 a.m. till 10?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of those. I think when I first started doing it, I used to literally pound the streets and go in and out of businesses. I'd cold call. I've worked out what works best for me now. Most of my business comes from networking or referrals. So I now find myself networking at 6:30 in the morning where I can and catching people in that networking sector. So you get a lot of trades in that sort of time. But then also a lot of them are in the evening. But then I also go to the day ones as well. But I have to be really careful not to burn myself out because I've done it, I think, over the 6 years. I've done it 3 times. And every time I say I'm going to learn from this and every time I then get back into the grind, and suddenly I'm burnt out again. So, but I'm a lot better now that in the day I'll actually sit there and think, do you know what, I'm going to go and watch some telly or I'm just going to relax for a little bit because I've been up at 5:30, got to networking at 6:30, gone from one networking event to another networking event. Actually, I've already been working 7-8 hours. If I want to go and watch some telly or chill out for a bit, I can do that.
You've got to allow yourself to do that, haven't you? Yeah. What birth sign are you?
Capricorn.
That's weird because, that's
it was
exactly
my birthday
like
on
me.
Saturday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Are you Capricorn as well?
No, I'm a Cancerian, but that is exactly what I do. My mum used to say to me, slow down, you're going to burn out, And I did have a little bit of a burnout. I don't know if you noticed with my LinkedIn post at the beginning of the year, and it took me, 4 successful events to get over it. But I did have that little bit, I think, of a burnout coming from a new year through to the first event.
But you have to take those breaks and you have to step away from it because otherwise it's really obvious. The first time I burnt out at FSB, it was so bad that I actually ended up not working for about 3 months. I'd kind of do the bits that I had to, but you would see me doing nothing else that I needed to do for business because I just couldn't face it. I didn't want to talk to people. I didn't want to see people. But then once I got out of it, I was like, right, okay, learn from that. And then I promptly did it to myself again, but nowhere near to the same level. You have to remember, although it's business, yes, for a lot of us, we are the sole provider in our business. And if we don't go out and do business, we're not earning any money. But actually, if we're not looking after ourselves, we're not earning any money anyway.
Mm-hmm. No, exactly.
So it's better to earn slightly less sometimes to be able to perform
to maximum level. Yeah. Yeah. So how do you find it? Because I know that you're doing your yoga with baby.
Yeah, so I'm 3 days a week at the moment on my business, 2 days with my son. I actually find it easier now to take the time to stop and rest because I have to, because I'm a mum. Previous career was teaching. It wasn't quite the same.
No.
but that was my life and I made it my life. I used to work evenings and weekends. I had probably a few cases of burnout. I think you learn to listen to your body, but I think somehow it's easier now I'm a parent because it's not just me I'm responsible
for.
I have to be there for him as well. So that adds a different dimension to it that helps. And yeah, it's definitely not a day off though when I have when I'm looking after him. I will say that. he's keeping me on my toes at the moment.
So how old is he?
He's 2.5. Yeah. So
running around.
Yes. He's got a lot of energy. He's got a lot of energy, but yeah, he takes after me, I think, so I can't complain too much. But no, it's a fun age, but I think it's a busy one. And yeah, the weeks are full on, but like I said, you've got to find that time to rest. And I try and do things like journaling and things like that as well. Obviously, being a writer, sometimes you don't get a lot of time to do writing in your personal time. So you're kind of doing it for work, but you kind of forget that actually you really enjoy it. And, you know, it used to be a hobby. So journaling, I come back to now and again, just to make sure that I'm taking the time to, yeah, just be rest.
So do you journal?
No,
I don't. I keep meaning to.
I'd like to say I even keep meaning to. It's not something that even crosses my mind, to be honest. I always listen to people when they say they do it or they write for whatever reason. Yeah. And I just think it has never, ever crossed my mind to do it.
Yeah. I think it's
even writing a date in a diary seems difficult sometimes. So.
I must admit, when I have done it, I have found that it's quite therapeutic because what you're doing is you're getting rid of it.
But that's it.
I'm getting rid of stuff. And it also helps me when I write down the things that I need to do. So I'm not a constant list person. I mean, my L is she does lists and she ticks them off. Whereas I spasmodically do lists. And I'm not consistent with it. So I've done a list this morning of everything because otherwise my mind is just like blowing up with everything I've got to think of. And I might do a list. Now I'm doing a list for me, Bethany, Hazel, Sam. I'm doing a list for everybody, what I've got to do for them, what they've got to do. So I'm finding I'm doing more lists, which is helpful.
Yeah. So you don't have to keep it in your head then, I find. It's on paper. You don't have to keep thinking about it. So it's one less thing to worry about.
Really. I actually found whenever I write lists, it's just another excuse. Rather than it being my head and me not doing it, it's now just written down, really rubbing it in that I still haven't done it because the things I was going to do would have been ticked off anyway. And the bits that are written down on there are probably things I'm never actually going to do. So I then look at it and think I've never achieved what I'm supposed to. So I just don't write it down. It's in my head. I won't forget it.
So do the FSB offer any sort of wellness things or?
There is a benefit called FSB Healthcare. Mm-hmm. Which it's actually, I suppose it's the equivalent of an employee benefits package. Mm-hmm. So if anybody's ever worked for corporate companies, quite often you get a benefits package. But small business owners, they're outpriced. There's no way they can afford that sort of benefit for their employees. But it's actually something that the business owner can buy for themselves and it covers them and their household. But they can also buy it for employees as well. And it's like a well-being package. So it has things like online doctors 24/7. There's an element of counselling and physio, but then there's also shopping discounts, wellness stuff and videos, even things like cancer support, dementia support, and loads of other little bits tied into it. So there's all of that. But we do some networking, some health and well-being networking. So there's those sort of things where you can meet business owners that do that as well. It is a benefit that comes at an additional cost, but it's only £39 plus VAT for the year for each person. So it's not a lot.
So the wellness, I mean, you know, I don't know how much. I think I was quoted once. I was quoted like £100 a month. Mm-hmm. So £39 a month, to be honest, is negligible, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah. I mean, it's not private medical. So if somebody's got that, it doesn't replace that at all. Mm. But I think it's one, having the access to wellness type services and videos and things like that and mindfulness. But it's also the other element of it. Quite often as business owners, we can't get doctor's appointments because, of course, we've either missed the gap where you need to call up or you're in a queue and then suddenly it kicks off that you need to hang up. So you keep missing that you can actually get online doctors, private doctors 24/7.
Oh, wow.
So it makes it really easy. And then you get a private prescription. And I know when I did it, initially when they said about a private prescription, I was like, well, I shouldn't have to pay for that. I don't pay for that through the NHS. But actually, I completely forgot. Yes, I do.
You do.
When I go to the chemist, I have to pay for that. So obviously it does vary. Sometimes it's the same sort of price. Sometimes it's slightly more. But actually, if I've got that condition sorted straight away, I'd rather pay slightly more and be back to earning money and working full 100% than having to sit worrying about it, going, I've missed booking an appointment again, or I couldn't get it and it getting worse and worse. So
if you had to say what was the best benefit of being an FSB member, what would you say that is?
Oh, God. It varies for every single business because everybody's business will have different needs. The benefit that I keep talking about at the minute, I will always talk about the legals. If people have got employees, I'll always talk about that and the protections. But I talk about two specific ones more than anything lately. One, tax investigation protection, because as a small business, we're either paying an accountant for that service or for that insurance. They get it free with FSB membership. If they haven't got it, they would have to pay their accountant or figure out how to do an investigation themselves. So that for me is one of the reasons why I initially joined FSB, because I don't do anything wrong, but I'm still paranoid that I'm going to be investigated. So I thought, right, I've got that insurance, plus I've got everything else that comes with FSB. The second one is actually jury service cover, because I have never spoke to a single small business owner that when they started their business went, I'm going from employment where I was paid if I got called to do jury service to, I know, I'll go and do it for free and earn no money at the same time.
Oh.
So there is a benefit within FSB membership that will pay them up to £2,500, so the equivalent of £250 for 10 days. But what they'll do is they'll look at the individual's day rate or their employee's day rate, take off what the courts have paid, and then top it up by a max of £250 so that business has still got some money coming in, because most small businesses would really struggle if they got called to do jury service. And it's not as simple as just turning around and going, yeah, I can't do it because I'm a small business.
They don't let you do that, do they?
No. Occasionally, I have spoken to businesses that have got out of it, or actually it's, what's happened is it's been deferred and then they've got called again and they might have managed to get out of it again. But generally, they don't get out of it. And it's not as simple as you've done it once, that's it, your bit's done. I've come across small businesses that have done it 3-4 times, which I didn't even realise you could do it that many times.
No.
Yeah, it's one of those that, at least with the membership, they're protected.
I mean, you know, if you had to pay someone for all of the things that the FSB offers, it does make you wonder. I mean, I know we do pay FSB membership, but it does make you wonder. I mean, how many members are there now in the FSB?
It varies. And it's one during the pandemic, it shot up to about 200,000. I think it's probably about 160,000 at the minute, but it does fluctuate. And of course, cost of living crisis has an impact because business owners will cut back, because some businesses, their business money is their personal money as well, rather than it's separated in their heads. So it drops back, but then it will go back up when government announce something, and then they panic and think, actually, I should be a member, because obviously by being a member, they help us lobby for them in government. I'll say about 160,000, but don't quote me on that, because it fluctuates a lot.
So one of the things that Hayley focuses on is stories. So have you got any good stories that you can tell us how the FSB has helped, you know, not naming the people, but...
A really random one, and this wasn't actually anything I was involved in, so my facts might not be spot on, but I suppose it's something slightly different. There was an FSB member who had a caravan park, and they had money set aside to buy new caravans. And one of the big water companies, basically it was all over Christmas and New Year, took the money that they were owed, but they mistyped it. So they actually, rather than take £2,500, took £250,000 out of their account.
Ooh.
Which obviously you'd think would be nice and easy. The individuals would be able to call up the water company and they'd get that money back. No, because they're a big corporate company. It wasn't quite as simple as that. So we didn't do it on our own. This is actually where sort of a lot of the bigger organisations come together. But it's the power of having a big organisation behind you. As a small business, we were able to call them out, name them, as in the organisation that did it, to the point where they got their money, because they were going to be buying new caravans and they didn't have the money there to pay for it anymore. So, of course, it then had a direct impact on their business as well. So you have ones like that. But then the jury service cover one is actually a prime one. I actually had an FSB member come up to me in a networking event and say to me, Rachel, I love you. I thought, well, I don't blame you. You've got great taste, clearly. But it was purely because she'd got called to do jury service. She'd done it and she just happened to be going through her documents and saw that she got jury service cover. And this was when I didn't even know we did that. It was purely because of her coming and thanking me that I realised, actually, we provide this service. And it seems to be one of the ones that actually really kind of gets people, because what are you going to do if you get called to do jury service? Are you going to earn any money? Are you going to be able to survive? So her doing that was...
Yeah, I think we're all a bit guilty of not reading small print. Are you very good at reading small print, Hayley?
I try my best. I try my best. But
well, you're used to reading, I suppose. Are you very good, Rachel?
Not small print. No. Clearly not, because I'd have known FSB did jury service cover. Yeah,
it's a really good benefit. Yes, exactly. That's right.
And even it's not even in T's and C's. It's in like the commercial wording section on the legal protection cover. So it's nowhere near as long and cumbersome as what like an insurance policy document is. But yeah.
It's a really big one, isn't it?
Yeah, you can scroll through it and see all the different bits that... Because we won't talk about all the benefits all the time because they're not relevant, to everybody. Yeah. And otherwise, we'd be sitting there for hours running through it all, wouldn't we? But,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. God.
People are like, oh, God, does she ever shut up? Can you please go away now?
I've just actually had someone put in the chat, can you please send me the link for the to listen to the radio show? So, and one thing I'd like to mention, actually, for anyone who's thinking about coming on the radio show now, is that Paul gave me some facts and figures, and we actually now... I'm sorry if I'm scaring you now, girls. We have 190,000 listeners.
Oh, wow.
And the reason there's 190,000 listeners now on the radio show is because we're on DAB radio.
Ooh. Oh.
So because we're on DAB, that means that we've now got... So we've gone from what was... I mean, we were chuffed when we got 26,000 one week. So it's gone from that to... to that bigger number. So that's absolutely amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, that is brilliant.
Just sharing the link with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll just share the link with them in there. So that's 190,000 listeners listen, which is why we've had to move our show from 11 to 1 to 2 to 4. So that, which is good. I mean, you know, I think it's still a time when people be listening to business shows.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, fantastic. I also want to... just say that some of the people have asked for some shout outs. So you've got people that have asked for shout outs here. So Bethany, who is running the CT postcode, is just starting to find venues. And we launch with the Granville on the 17th of February. So that's our Granville launch. Our Canterbury launch is there. But we've also got a massive free event with Bethany on the 10th of February. So if anyone wants to travel down to Whitstable on the 10th of February, it's a free event. And we're hoping to attract, we've got 40 businesses booked in at the moment. We're hoping to attract over 100 businesses to that event. We've got Jackie Sansom, who's the burnout coach. She's one of our sponsors for that event. And we've got other sponsors coming in as well. I believe Chris Henry is going to be one of the sponsors. So he's going to be doing a little talk because he's opening a new studio down in Folkestone. And I'm gutted because I'm missing the party. Are you going to the party?
No.
So he's got a party on Friday at his new studio in Tontine Street in Folkestone. And he is, you know, obviously really excited about that. So that's fantastic. We Are Beams have asked us to talk about their charity day. They've got a charity golf day at a stunning venue, and she's included a gorgeous picture, and it does look stunning. And it's the 30th anniversary of We Are Beams, and it's being held on... I'm having my eyes lasered on the 28th, so please correct me if I'm wrong, but I think this says Thursday the 26th of March 2026 at Waldenham Golf Club. So that's in March, and that's for We Are Beams, and that's their golf day to celebrate being in, you know, doing it for that long, which is fantastic. Frank Thompson, who's brilliant, has just put me. I don't know what he wants me to say, but Hi, Frank. Thank you so much for the chat this morning. Really looking forward to going forward with your idea. Very exciting. So Ian Wade of Kent Workwear, we have shared the link to listen. So, you know, hopefully we will, you'll be able to listen into everything, but we do a play again, which we'll release later on this afternoon. So you can listen again, and listen into Rachel and Hayley later on. Giant Gregory has said, yes, please. Gregory Marketing are now offering one-to-one Zooms with downloadable check sheets for getting the best out of your Google My Business listings. From £69 plus VAT, call Joanne Gregory 0775 904 560. Now, I am pushing the phone backwards and forwards and the girls are watching me, but I'm hoping that after my laser treatment, I will not have to do that anymore. Which would be amazing. So Ben Leach has said, yes, please give our new website, which is now live, a shout, and that is bl-it-solutions.co.uk. So that's fantastic. So yeah, that's the people that have asked for shout outs at the moment. So Rachel, tell us how people can get hold of you to find out more about the FSB.
Cool. So what I would ask is if anybody is interested in finding out more about why FSB would benefit them, please don't go to the website. Obviously have a look at it, but then come to me directly. And I can tailor the approach. So I can find out all about your business, talk you through the relevant benefits. And then hopefully at the end of it, you say, Rachel, that is a no-brainer. You were right what you said on the radio. And I'd like to join. And then I would get you set up. And then I'd also help you understand how to access the portal. And I'll act as a point of contact for you moving forward. So you don't have to remember anything that I tell you at the time. But you can reach me. I've got a LinkedIn account. So it's Rachel Barham. If you put Rachel Barham FSB, you'll find me. I've also got Instagram and a Facebook page, all of them Rachel Barham FSB. Or you can email me, Rachel, and it's rachel.barham, B-A-R-H-A-M at fsb.org.uk.
Brilliant. Okay, thank you. So get a hold of Rachel if you want to know more about the FSB. So so is Rachel E-L the posh way or is it A-E-L?
I'd like to comment, but as Rachel's not my real name,
Then
I don't know.
Well, because I always thought Linda, L-Y-N-D-A, was a posh way, and I'm L-I-N-D-A, and I thought that was not the posh way, but I really don't know. Mm. I know Jane with a Y is the posher way, is meant to be, is it? Or does anyone know?
Oh, I don't know about that one.
I always look at it, just think it was the parents at the time decided to spell it differently.
Yes, it's amazing, isn't it? I mean, my granddaughter is Millie IE, and I spoke to someone the other day, and he went, my granddaughter's Millie IE. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting, isn't it? Is this the new way of doing Millie now instead of Y?
Well, it's like Kelly as well, isn't it? Kelly used to be Y, and it's a lot of people do it IE now. And
Yeah, amazing. Yeah. Well, anyway, thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be a member. I know Hayley is thrilled to be a member of FSB. Yeah. I will certainly be calling on it more. And I think I need to probably read some of the small print.
Yeah.
Maybe I get Hayley to do it for me.
Summarise it. I suppose one thing with FSB membership is don't think about it all about the negatives and there's something wrong with your business. It's not about just that. It is about just giving you advice, support, protecting you when things do go wrong. It's that peace of mind. Mm. It's just knowing you've got that backup there and helping you potentially grow if you're looking to take on your first employee or you want some funds to go and do that and not quite sure where to approach it. So, yeah, it's not all about the negatives. There is positives in it as well.
Yeah, okay, brilliant. Well, the other thing that I'd like to just point out is that we've launched King's Hill. So King's Hill is at the Spitfire. It's on the first Thursday of every month. And what we did was we did we posted out leaflets across King's Hill and Westmorland. So we've not done that before as a new business. And I was a bit dubious, but we had six businesses turn up with the flyers.
Good.
So it was
a good event.
It was a really good event. And the other thing is as well, of course, we're making it our corporate event and we've had some big names join, which you'll probably be hearing on the radio soon. So Thackeray Williams have joined. And we've got Whitehead Monkton that are members with us now as well. So some of the bigger names are starting to recognise the benefits of being with Synergy. Mm. And someone actually said to me the other day, the benefits that you give make your membership so worthwhile. As much as I love networking, I probably benefit from paying your membership fee without even worrying about networking.
Yeah.
And someone actually said to me the other day, what is networking and what does it give? And he said he believes it's lead generation. And I said, you know what? I've never really thought about it like that, because BNI say it's referrals, don't they? They're a referral. But it's all about generating leads. And so we're going to be talking about a strategy going forward to generate leads for all of our members, because that's really, would you agree, why people go networking?
Yeah, well, most of us don't go networking just because we want to make more friends. Mm. It generally is, we're going networking because we want business. Mm. But of course, you can't go, well, you shouldn't go into a networking event just with that mindset, mm. because otherwise you scare people off. So it is all about building the relationships to hopefully get the leads, get the referrals and get the business, but without being quite so in your face about it.
Mm. And we're once a month, BNI obviously weekly, BBN is fortnightly. Do you think that I do believe that all of them should be consistent. I know a lot of us haven't got the rules, we haven't. But do you believe that you can build those relationships by going somewhere monthly, as long as you're consistent, in the same way as you can weekly?
Yes, but you have to be consistent, because people soon forget you. And I know I've obviously moved around different networking events, and when I first started doing this, I would go to some just purely because I really enjoyed them. Did I get any business from it? No. It was fun. And then I kind of had to cut back, but it's amazing the ones that I've kind of cut back from, they don't even know who I am anymore.
Mm.
And actually, some of the networking events I've been to, could I name the people that are there? And I'm normally really good with names and businesses, because that's, I need to be. But actually, yeah, you soon forget people. Yeah. Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, so I think you've got there. To do the follow-up as well, haven't you? And you know, have the one-to-ones, go for coffee with people between meetings. And that's how you get those deeper relationships mm-hmm. that actually stand the test of time. And yeah, like Rachel said, you get remembered a bit more. So whether it's kind of virtual, I do a lot of virtual one-to-ones. I don't know about you two, but I can't always kind of get to all the areas of Kent all the time. But yeah, just jumping on a Zoom, having a quick 20, 30-minute chat with someone that you might have kind of met or you know of, even, you know, in Synergy. Sometimes I haven't even met some of the members because they go to different clubs, but actually they've reached out to me or I've reached out to them and said it would be good to have a chat and find out a bit more how we can help each other. So staying in touch between the meetings, I think, as well, is definitely just as valuable.
Mm, that's right. I agree. I think it is. So what would you say is your biggest win from networking?
I would say my biggest win is the number of creatives I've been connected to, because obviously I do a lot of writing for things like websites, other content, and I need to build my network up with designers, website designers, you know, even kind of animators, people who work on websites. It's always good to know as many people as possible, because they might have projects that come up where they can recommend me if there's no copywriter working on that project, or they know that actually I'd be really fit for that role. So just kind of broadening my network, really. It's not kind of about one particular win that I've had, but actually just making sure that I know as many people who do similar things to me, so that I can help out with projects where it's needed.
There's not many animators around, are there? I don't think I know any.
Probably are, but I think a lot of those tend to go to more creative networking. It's like anything. If you go to networking in the day, you very rarely see a tradesperson. So I think you tend to find different types of businesses go to the different networking. But it's just trying to mix it up, because actually you don't want to just network in your circle, because otherwise you're, in the nicest possible way, a bunch of people generally thinking in the same way, doing the same types of things. You want to kind of get those obscure ideas that maybe you'd never thought of, which you find from other industries, that plant the seed that makes you do something out of the norm for you.
Yeah, I mean, I found going to other networking events, I found it really powerful, because, you know, especially with, I thought, because I'd been networking for 20 odd years, you know, that I think you always learn. I'm open to always learning, but I've learned so much from going to other networking groups as well.
Yeah.
And you do meet different people. Like you say, trades tend to go in the morning. So I think for that reason, Bethany in the CT postcode area, so her, she's launching in Pegwell Bay. Well, it's worth going there just to see the beach. It's beautiful. The views from there are stunning, the same as our Crescent Turner event. But she's starting that at 8:30. So she's doing an 8:30 to 10:30 event. Then in Canterbury, it's 10:30 to 12:30 event. And of course, our Whitstable event is a 18:30 to 20:30 event. And then we do the walks. One of the first to do the net walking. Thackeray Williams, I think, were one of the first to do the net walking. And I think the Chamber started it in lockdown, didn't they, as well?
I know they do. They do some. Well, yeah. I think they're still doing them. But
well, I went to one of their networking events and we didn't. We all turned up in our walking boots and we went into the venue and they walked around the garden and then came back. Oh. So we were all really looking forward to a good walk.
Yeah. Good old hike.
Yeah, and had to get back home and do it.
Yeah. I've never been to any of the walking ones because I know what I'd do is kind of meet at the venue, whether it's a coffee shop or a bar, probably get a drink, and I probably wouldn't actually leave. I'd probably just sit there and go, yeah, you go and do it, and I'll keep the seats warm. I'll make sure we've got our dedicated space ready for you.
But you've done Herbal Life, so surely they encourage you to do, like, walking and everything.
If they
like
try
that.
And encourage me to do lots of things, it doesn't mean I do. Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm that active. I do need to be more active. I'm trying to take the dog for longer walks, but that's my extent of it at the minute.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, look, we're going to go to some adverts and give the girls a bit of a comfort break. So, we're just going to go for some adverts now and then we will be back immediately afterwards. So stay tuned and we will speak to you again soon. Take care. Bye.
At Absolute Protection Group, we specialise in domestic, commercial and industrial electrical, fire and security systems, ensuring the highest quality of service and safety for all your needs. Let us be your trusted partner. Contact us today for a consultation, as if you want protection, you want Absolute Protection. Go to absolute-group.co.uk or call 01622 437838.
Hello? Can anybody hear me?
Advertising your business can sometimes feel like you're trapped down a well, waiting for someone to respond. Choosing to market your business with fuzzy logic, you won't just be heard, you'll be seen. We offer websites, social media and content creation packages that are fully bespoke to you and your business. And the best thing about it, we're affordable. So stop hiding and boost your digital presence using the power of fuzzy logic. Visit www.fuzzy.studio for more information.
Tired of IT headaches? Slow computers? Security worries? Lost files? Sound familiar? We've got your back. As Kent's leading IT support partner, we keep your business running smoothly, securely and stress-free. Call 0179 5342362 now and get your IT sorted.
Mama!
I've got to do what I've got to do. So I'm going to just turn up the mics. So I'm going to start again. Hayley, would you like to introduce yourself?
Let's go again. Round two.
I can't hear anything.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'm Hayley Hickmott-Maurice. I'm a copywriter and my business is called Head and Heart Messaging. And it's writing with strategy and soul.
Okay, so we're using you. We've used you for writing our emails that we send out to people, mm-hmm. and also rewriting our website.
Yeah.
One of the things I was most impressed about was that you had a meeting where you found out about us, how we got to opening the business, what our main ethos is, which I thought was really great. And then when I've read through everything you've written for the website, you've managed to get across part of our story in what you're writing.
Yeah, yeah. So I make sure that I take that time initially with clients. You know, as a copywriter, you're a little bit like a chameleon. So you kind of have to take on board that business's their values, you know, their voice. You have to really be that business when you're writing. So it's really important to me to have, a meeting beforehand to understand your why, how it all started, your origin story, which was really interesting listening to yours, Linda, as I know you've had, a lot of businesses that you've been through. Understanding alongside that, the audience as well and who you're actually looking to attract to your kind of service or product is really important.
Mm. Well, I mean, I was well impressed. It was quite a long meeting, wasn't it, really?
Because I think we chatted a bit too much. Yeah, on tangents every so often. That's fine. That's fine.
But that's with Chris and Laura as well, because, they've got their, so they've just been the support, they've been my backbone for many years, really, with giving that support, which have been amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
So you've got a service that you would like to tell people about. Tell me a bit more about the Strategy Soul subscription.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been copywriting for a couple of years now. First year I was kind of just working out, like we all do, who we like to work with, who our ideal clients are. And I started working with a physiotherapist. This is where it all kind of kicked off. And I went out for a day and I shadowed a member of her team. And I saw the work that they were doing with the patients, the clients. And I thought, wow, this is incredible. This is amazing. And I want to work with more people who, directly they're out there day in, day out, helping people with whether it's their health, mental health, their wellness. And that kind of lent me into the industries that I'm now focusing on working with. So my Strategy Soul subscription is a monthly retained package. So it can start from 6 months. But I do usually advise clients to go for kind of the 12 months because that's where you see a real impact. It takes time to bed these things in. And it is one blog and one email newsletter every month. It's an end-to-end service, so I do all the research. I can speak to, members of your team, customers, clients, whoever you would like me to get information from. I can shadow you for a day if you want me to. I love going in and seeing how it's all done in the office or, wherever you're based. And then I actually write the strategy, so as much as I do the research, I'm a strategist as well. So you get all of the kind of long-term plan that aligns with your business goals as well. So I make sure that it's not just kind of being done because it's a tick box. I make sure that if you want to get somewhere by, the end of the year or in 2 years' time, all of the blogs and newsletters are written with that in mind. So it's purposeful. I know a lot of people do go to ChatGPT, they use AI. But this is kind of, above and beyond that because I'm going and I'm speaking to the real people behind your business. I can also do some of the techie parts as well if you're not that way inclined. I can get on MailChimp and I can set up all of your mailing list and make sure that everything's automated, ready to go. I can make, simple templates with the emails that I send out. And the same with your blog as well. So I can, if you kind of give me a username for your website, I can go into your website, publish it all on there. So, you're kind of, you're getting a complete care package, really. You don't have to worry month to month. you know you're getting that consistently high quality content that's going out there to promote your visibility, your brand, and your credibility as well. So people will trust you because they know they're going to see that from you every single month.
It's like with networking, isn't it? It's all about consistency. Yeah. And you know, if you're going to do a newsletter, you know, make sure you do it on a regular basis. Yeah. If you're going to do a blog, make sure you do it on a regular basis. Yeah. Because people get to expect it. They get to see it. I mean, we're getting quite a few blogs, I think, on our website now.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, I'm really pleased. I'm looking forward to, you know, the website and that all being done. I mean, obviously, we're very much, I suppose all businesses are a work in progress, aren't they? Yeah. You were saying about how the website, the FSB website offers a newfangled thing now. I can't remember what it was now.
It was the legal hub.
Mm. That's it. Yeah. Yeah. Which is amazing.
It's the third time it's changed since I've been with them. And the first time I was just like, oh, I don't like this. But it's because you get so used to seeing one thing, don't you? And then as I got used to it, I was like, this is amazing. So much better. And of course, now I'm like, oh my God, this is, I don't like it. Because it is so much different. But actually, by the time new joiners, that's all they're going to know. So they're going to think it's brilliant. Whereas I've just got to get used to finding things and how to find things on it. But yeah, it's just educating an old mind, isn't it?
Don't talk about that, mate. So you touched on AI. And, you know, there's some copywriters feel that AI is ruining it for them. I can't see how it would ever ruin it for you because you know, excellent at what you do. But tell me how you believe AI has impacted on you or on your business. Has it? Do you believe? Or do you believe maybe it's maybe just the clients that you maybe wouldn't want anyway using it?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that probably a year ago, I was maybe a bit worried about AI and I thought, oh, you know, a lot of people, when I do go networking, they are bringing that up straight away and saying, oh, I just use, you know, ChatGPT for this content and I got it done like that. But then I started to have more conversations with, you know, more established businesses, 7 years in, more. And they were kind of saying, actually, we've tried that and we've tried the DIY approach. Now we need something that is a lot more targeted at the people that we actually want to be attracting and persuading. And that's where kind of my research comes in. So getting to real people, having real conversations, finding out and being that third party as well, because sometimes as a business owner, it might feel a bit awkward for you to go directly to those people, go directly to your clients and say, what am I not doing and what do you want to see more of? And actually being a third party there, you can get some really honest answers and you can sometimes find that golden gem that actually makes a big difference with the messaging.
Well, you said you interviewed someone that went to Synergy and I don't think I'd spoken to him. And he gave us a fantastic referral. Absolutely. And you sort of came back to me and said, oh, this person said really nice things about you. And I was like, oh, that's nice.
I get really excited when I hear, and I always make sure that I tell people as well. And sometimes I find with clients, they have all these fantastic testimonials and they kind of go, oh yeah, I've got this one. And I say, look at that. That is just an amazing selling point for your business. And they're not using it. And they don't pop it in their email newsletters, you know, and they kind of think, oh, isn't that too pushy? And I think it's absolutely not, because it's not even come from you. It's somebody else saying how fantastic you are. So I think it does take, you know, somebody kind of outside your business to remind you of those things. And to kind of put them in place in your strategy, and that can make a big difference. You know, I've the same physiotherapist I've been working with for just over a year now, I do her email newsletter and we've seen it grow and grow and grow. She's got almost 300 subscribers now, which is brilliant, from I think less than 100. And her open rate for her newsletter has massively increased with the work that we've been doing. It's now almost 70% open rate, which is
that's good.
Almost double the industry standard. I think the industry standard is around 35%. More importantly, the click-through rate as well. So people who are actually clicking on the links in the email, which take them directly to their website, that has increased as well to almost 15%, which might not sound like a lot, but when you think that actually industry average is 3-4%, she is getting a lot more people now directed to her website. And that's, I believe that's through the kind of community stories we've been doing. So I highlight stories from her community, success stories of clients that have you know, regained their walking and regained their mobility, and also stories from her team as well. So actually celebrating the physios that she has within her team. And people want to read about those human stories. You know, we're all a little bit nosy. We're all quite interested, you know, and we then think, how could that help me? So I think that's been a really big driving force behind that.
I think, I mean, speaking, you know, to Hayley, I'm thinking, oh, we could do this, we could do that. Are you thinking that?
Always.
A lot of ideas, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Because, I mean, you know, we had, I did an introduction. Ryan Briggs is doing he basically does training, financial awareness training.
Yeah.
And he's offering all of our members, one of our benefits is for them to go on his financial online course of financial health. And it's just going to be fantastic, but it's only one person per company that's allowed on there, because it's mainly the bigger companies like Coca-Cola. They're his clients. Wow. But what I did was I introduced him to quite a few of our members. So one of the members I introduced him to was Deborah Pask, because she offers training. Yes. So what she basically, have you spoken to Deborah?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
Yeah, really good business. Yeah, okay. On XB's. And then I also introduced him to Kathy Hayman. And Kathy sent me a text this morning saying, thank you so much for that introduction. We have so much synergy, excuse the pun, really looking forward to working with Ryan going forward. And I thought that's something that I could definitely share. Maybe I wouldn't have thought of it before speaking to you and you doing the work with us. Because, you know, even sharing those when you've introduced somebody and it's become something positive. Because you're obviously a network group. That's what we do. We do want to generate leads for our members because it's really important.
Yeah, definitely.
So how important do you think it is to have the right wording on your website?
I think it's really important to have wording that speaks to your ideal clients or customers. And I think that we can very easily get lost in quite generic businessy speak. Because, you know, we go to networking events and that's kind of how we talk to each other because we understand that. But when you think about your audience, they might not understand that. So a lot of the time I see, buzzwords being used, but actually going more conversational on your website is better because it's like you're speaking to someone directly to them. That's much more likely to resonate. And yes, you can look at things like pain points, and we all know that from marketing and bits and pieces that we might put out there. But what I like to focus on is connecting in a positive way, because then you leave a positive aftertaste. You know, you're not kind of drawing out all these things that people have insecurities about. And I know I mentioned this when I did my presentation through the Business Academy with Synergy, which was really great opportunity to have to speak about what I do. But actually you want to leave a positive aftertaste with the people that are reading, what you've got on your website. You want to stand out, you want to be unique, but in a way that feels like you and reflects your values. And that's why I always do say to clients that I work with, it's going to be quite a lot of time up front. But then you'll feel like, we're whizzing through, you'll be getting the writing, you'll be getting these chunks of copy and content. But I will take the time up front to ask you questions and speak to your audience and really get to know you. And that's why as well, I like to work with a small number of clients, so that I'm not overwhelmed, but also so that I can really become an extension of your team. And hopefully stick with you long term.
So do you think it is important to niche? I mean, we're out of your niche because you were talking about a physiotherapy, wellness, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So if you would say doing an electrician and someone from, say, health and wellness, someone from finance, someone in events, would it be, presumably, a lot more difficult?
It would be, but I think that what I try and do is connect with people's values. So if, you're a business and you share the same values as me, so, you're ambitious, you're hardworking, you care about people, that's a big one. instantly I will feel kind of drawn to support you. And that's a really big thing. You know, I have come across people before at networking, you know, they've been looking for maybe a blog writer. And the way they've been describing it to me has sounded a bit like a tick box. And it's been a conversation of actually, you know, a blog is, it's not just a tick box. And there's only so far that I can kind of, you know, persuade someone that it's more than that. And sometimes you don't align with people. And sometimes, you know, I might redirect people elsewhere if I think that actually they're going to be able to maybe find what they want, maybe a little bit cheaper elsewhere. You know, there are lots of different platforms out there like Fiverr and Upwork. I'm sure you've kind of all heard of them. And, you know, rates on there are competitive and you can get a blog that may or may not have been written by AI for, you know, quite a cheap price. But that's not what I do. And I think that as long as we align on values, which, you know, you and I do, Linda, after, you know, we've had quite a lot of discussions about, you know, what we both are fighting for and what we both believe in, how we want to help people. So I think that's the main thing for me.
That's what it comes down to. You help people, you know, so Rachel.
I try.
Yeah.
You do. Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, you've got a fantastic back support. You know, and I think, you know, going forward, Synergy is going to have a massive back support as well, because obviously our members are our back support. And that's one of the things I found with Synergy is, you know, I can easily turn to you and say, you know, I need someone to do this. I'm not happy with how it sounds. Yeah. You know, would you mind, you know, talking to us and making our website what we want it to be? Because I couldn't, sometimes when you're trying to write it yourself, you don't even know what you want.
Yeah.
Until I spoke to you, and then it sort of, the clarity started.
Yes. And I quite enjoy that messy process, if I'm honest. I quite like it. You know, I think if someone comes to me and they've kind of got it all mapped out and it's, you know, very structured, I think, something's going to fall down here somewhere because it's almost too planned out. So I quite like getting involved at that early stage, especially with, you know, website development when I'm writing a website from scratch. That ideas stage is really fun. It's exciting. Yes, you have to be strategic and that does come into it as well. But, you know, the soul has to be there. And that's why I wanted to kind of balance those out with my business, because you don't have to be extreme. You don't have to go all strategic and, you know, cold and hard sales, but you don't have to kind of go all very personal and completely reveal every bit about your life. There is a middle ground. And I like working through that with the clients that I work with.
It's really interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's always hard, isn't it? If it's the feeling that you have as the business owner and trying to articulate that, because it's a feeling, and unless words are your thing, that's where you need someone like Hayley to do it. You can kind of sort of explain it, and the more she pushes and questions you, then hopefully she gets to understand exactly why you feel like that and what you want to say. And I'm not very good with words. So I keep them simple. I don't use jargon.
The thing is, you will be saying things though in conversation that you don't realise are absolute gems, and I'll just be scribbling away and writing everything down, and I'll be capturing all of that. And sometimes you won't even know it, but actually, that's what, you know, will speak to the people that you need to attract. So, yeah, I love it.
I mean, have you turned away any customers?
Yeah, probably like the incident I mentioned. I suppose it's not turning away. It's kind of
redirecting
and suggesting that maybe we don't quite align, you know, because I do spend a lot of time on, you know, just writing one blog. You know, it takes a very long time. I don't churn these things out in an hour or so. I am there thinking about the long-term strategy. I'm there thinking about how that's going to come across, how that's going to be read. Is that the right word? I will play around with things. I always take a day to edit. So I won't ever, when I finish writing something, I will sleep on it and make sure that I'm coming to that completely fresh-minded, and then doing editing as well. So, a lot of people, I suppose, don't know about the finer steps when you're a writer. But, you know, I think, again, it comes back to values, doesn't it? If I don't align and I think that actually the vision's slightly different or is not maybe going to be kind of valued or isn't going to have the impact, then I would redirect that elsewhere.
It's funny, actually, because as a networking group, I think it's really important for us to have the right people in the group. Yeah. And it's very difficult when someone wants to be a member.
Yes, I can imagine.
Don't want them to be.
You know, you've got to be careful, because the thing is, you want everyone, when they go to use somebody in your network, you want to make sure that they can give what they say they can give, and you don't want them letting anyone down.
Yeah.
So we are going to, I think, have to seriously look at our terms and conditions. You know, we are only a young company. But what I don't want to be is, I don't want to be the type of networking group that, I know it sounds awful, but lets anyone in.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's something we've got to think about going forward. And I did work for someone once who said that they go out and they sort of do checks to make sure people can do what they do, but they didn't. Right. And what you want to do is, you want to make sure that if you say you're going to do that, you are actually going to do it.
Mm.
But again, that's quite time consuming. You know, doing that is quite time consuming, especially when it is just me back office.
Mm.
So you want to make sure, yeah, that everybody's who they say they are and can deliver what they say they do.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important. It's very obvious, I think, if somebody is a copywriter and they don't deliver, it'd be pretty obvious in the first job.
Yeah, I think that would be a bit of a giveaway, yeah, wouldn't it? Where's the writing?
But not for everybody, because some people could be doing what you said and just simply going to AI, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, I do use it. I use ChatGPT, but it hasn't delivered nearly, not even 50% or even 30% of what you've given me.
Mm.
So that's the massive difference. Well, it hasn't, you know. And I use it a lot. I use it a lot for my social media. I put in stuff.
Yeah.
But even when I put it in there, it doesn't write a post like you said to write a post when you were in the academy.
Because that
made a massive difference. So, you know, there's something to be said for even having your social media post written, because you want that proper call to action each time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whereas I think my posts tend to be a bit like, it's what's happening today.
Yeah. Although your posts are, you know, honest, they're personal, they're giving an insight into what you do. So that's, you know, that authentic stuff is really, really good. What you've got to remember about AI is it's pulling in content that's already out there and that's already been written by other businesses, other people. So you're never really getting anything that is unique. And that's only going to be able to come from you, if you are a skilled writer, or, you know, hiring a content writer or copywriter. You know, don't get me wrong, I do use AI. I use it for things like, for example, if I've done an interview or collected some research, sometimes I will do things like copy and paste it into AI and ask AI to give me an overview of kind of the themes and the patterns that come out of that, because it might be that, you know, there's something that I haven't seen and I'm reading through a lot of stuff, a lot of quotes. And actually, it can tell me that the pattern is, oh, you know, they really value this element over something else. So for that kind of thing, and things that speed up those processes, it is really useful. But when you need a human touch, you can't be a real writer.
I'll tell you what I find when I read through. Sorry, Rachel, is that sometimes I can read through something three times and I never spot the mistake.
Yeah, because you read what you want to, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. But what I would say about your post, that even though you say they're really personal, it's about you saying, this is what we've done, or look what we're doing today. So many people are so scared of networking. The difference with yours is they know you before they turn up. They've kind of, they don't always see your face. Sometimes they do. But of course, they've got your voice. They've got an idea. They've got relatively good idea of the format, what the venue looks like, all of the bits that will discourage people that are nervous from going. So of course, by your post, they can actually turn up and go, not only do I know the venue that I've never been to, I know the door to come into, I know the person to head to, and I know I've got a rough idea of what's going to happen when I'm there. So yeah, your posts, they're good.
Yeah,
thank you. I mean, I must admit, I was very, before I had to have the lens replacement, I was very nervous about doing any posts with no makeup on. But because I had to go through, I don't know how many weeks, I think it was 2 or 3, it might have even been 4 weeks, of doing posts with no makeup, I was like, oh, just get over yourself. You know, so I that's why I did a post the other morning. So it's a dark and dingy morning. I thought, I'm not going to put my makeup on to go to the gym. I'm just going to like do it, you know, do the picture as it is.
I liked it though. I was like, I can relate to that.
Yeah.
100% I can relate to that.
Yeah. I mean, how important do you think it is to have, you know, someone like a copywriter, especially I think for bigger businesses, you know, say you had an air conditioning business, not that we've got any as members with us at the moment, but, you know, that's quite a difficult thing to do a post about. And somebody who's running an air conditioning business would say, well, there's only so much you can write about air conditioning. But there's loads you can.
There's so much. Yeah. And yeah. This is where, like you were saying earlier, the stories come into play. There's always that, you know, there's people behind the air conditioning units, you know, there's stories there. So it's kind of pulling out those stories again with the research, with interviews, actually going out and observing things. How does it really work? What are the kind of funniest things that have happened, or, you know, the most obscure things that you've seen? There's always something that will interest people. And then you can use that story, and then you can kind of implicitly mention some benefits. You can point people in the direction of finding out more information. And, you know, that's kind of how you hook people in. It's an age-old thing, storytelling, but it still works.
Yeah, yeah, it is amazing, isn't it? I read a book, and I'm trying to think who it was now, but basically they said that you've got the hero and you've got the person that helps the hero, and you need to look at yourself not as the hero, but the person who's helping the hero. Yep. So in your case, I'm the hero.
Yep. Yay! Yeah, you make, yeah. And you are.
At last! Because you're my person that's helping me achieve my goal, which and they say that most businesses, you've got to look at yourself at the person. So for all of my members, I'm the person that's helping them achieve
Absolutely.
Their goal.
Yeah, and that's a big one that people often kind of get wrong with their website. Their first line will start with something like, we are a something company who, and you think you've just started talking about yourself. And that's what you want to say. You want, you know, you want to introduce yourself, but actually redirect it to the person who's reading it. Maybe start with you, maybe start with something that actually they think, oh yeah, that's me. They're speaking to me here. That is how I feel. So just making small changes like that, again, like you said, makes them the hero rather than putting all the attention.
It's so hard to do, isn't it? Because I know even when I'm emailing people after I've spoken to them about FSB and I'm sending a follow-up email or something, I have to try and stop writing I or we. And quite often paragraphs start I, and you go back and you rechange them, and then it says we, and you're just like, oh God, I need a copywriter to write all of my emails so they don't come across so about us and me, and it's about the business.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things I learned actually when I was teaching. So before copywriting, I was a teacher for 11 years, primary school teacher, and for 6 years I was a senior leader as well and English leader of the school I worked in. And I used to have to write, I was kind of the go-to person, obviously, to write a lot of the materials that would go out to parents and teachers. And you learn very, very quickly that, you know, you don't want to make it all about you. You want to make it about the kids. You want to make it about the parents, the community, and that kind of community thinking. I suppose I learned it through that. And then it's kind of translated really well, actually, into my copywriting career now.
It's amazing. So you would know if when you were a teacher, you never would have seen yourself. Is it because you had your son that you've gone to start your own business?
Yeah, so it's a big one, a long story. But, you know, the education system has changed a lot over the years. There's been ups and downs. And being in senior leadership, your kind of eyes are opened to certain things as well. You know, unfortunately, children are not always seen as the unique little individuals they are. It does come down to data. It does come down to a lot of targets, and there's a lot of pressure within teaching, unfortunately. And for a few years, I wasn't really okay with that. It unfortunately wasn't still lining up with my values. And I got into teaching because I thought it really did line up with my values. You know, I'm a nurturing person. I really care. I'm a hard worker, but the last few years, it didn't feel right. And it was, obviously, it's taking over my evenings and weekends, like I said earlier. And I realised I was kind of working for a system that I just didn't really believe in anymore. On top of that, you know, there was a bit of a creativity cap because of the curriculum, as brilliant as it is that children, you know, learn all these things and it's all set out. It is very constrained, really, and you can't take things in the creative directions you want to. So as I was doing a lot of writing already for, you know, the school newsletter and the website and training materials, I thought, actually, I must be quite good at this. So when I was on maternity leave, I just started looking into copywriting and thought this could be something that not only brings me a lot of happiness, you know, can actually really help a lot of other businesses as well, and still doing the thing that I love, writing and supporting people. And yeah, I've just got to work with some amazing, amazing business owners and founders. And
you're still helping people. I mean, it's not the little people. Well, I suppose it is a little person in my case. But
Dinky. How are you finding, I suppose, doing the writing when you've got a 2.5-year-old? I mean, I don't have kids.
Yeah.
So it's one for me. It's bad enough when I've got the dog barking trying to run a business. But that is literally the limit of noise, I suppose.
Yeah.
But are you doing your writing with your 2-year-old running around, or are you having to totally
separate? Yeah. So I have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at the moment as my work day. So I'm at my parents in Gravesend on Tuesdays. They do my childcare. So shout out, Mum and Dad, thank you. Which is fantastic. Yeah. And then Wednesday and Thursday he's in nursery, because I think writing is one of those things where you do, well, I do anyway. I do just need that quiet focus.
It's like reading. I can't read if there's any background, let alone write. Mm. So.
And I do like to get into flow as well. And I can spend, you know, a few hours talking about rest and, you know, taking breaks. I do get into flow and spend a few hours kind of just immersed in what I'm writing, because, like I said before, I almost kind of become that business and I really get into that mindset. I don't think I could do it with him running around in the background trying to jump on me. I think that would be a big challenge.
Right, a nice crayon over what you're writing.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. So tell us again who your ideal client is, and, you know, tell us some other things that maybe, you know, get people to understand the value. You know, I understand the value, Rachel does, but to understand the value of what you can bring to a business.
Yeah, so my ideal clients are health and wellness organisations who maybe have small teams of kind of, you know, 6 to 10 people. They are working really, really hard. They're busy day in, day out, appointments, you know, getting out there to see people in the real world. And they don't have time to keep on top of consistently high quality content. Maybe they're even trying to cram it into evenings and weekends. And that's not good for well-being. You know, I know from doing that myself, you burn out quite quickly. It's not sustainable. But the alternative is, you know, not putting that content out there and missing out on opportunities. So it might be somebody who's kind of feeling quite guilty that they're not doing that at the moment, and they know it's on their mind, that, you know, they know they should be reaching out to their community, because, you know, health and wellness businesses, they are community focused. You know, it's all about nurturing the people. And if you don't have those touch points, unfortunately, you can lose touch with your community. And so I think it's about that consistency, but it's also about reliable, high quality as well. So, you know, I am somebody that I don't work with a lot of clients purposely so that I can really get involved with your team and get to know you and your business and your voice and put that out there really confidently. You know, I don't make promises that I'm going to kind of get you X more business or X number of followers. You know, that's not realistic, unfortunately. You know, people who do say that, it doesn't always work out that way. But I think if you have a long-term strategy, you get that, you know, they call it organic growth, don't they? You know, you get that kind of natural growth of people that are going to be loyal to you. They are going to stick around long-term. They're not just going to kind of be, you know, one-off purchases or one-off clients. They're going to invest in you and your brand. And that's really, really important to me. So, I think, again, if you're kind of looking for like a short-term quick fix, again, maybe I'm not your person and that's okay. I like to be there for the long haul. I like to support you through your business journey, really.
So if you, the one that you're offering at the moment with the Soul Strategy, you're offering a blog and an email newsletter.
Yeah.
What about, you know, the social media? Because social media, I mean, I'm on every platform, or Synergy is on every platform.
Yeah.
And I found that I'm one of the guilty ones. I'm doing something we always used to tell people when we ran the social media business not to do, which is I post on Instagram and it automatically goes to Facebook. It's helped that Instagram has cut down on its hashtags now. But I tend to do very similar posts. So if I do a post on TikTok, I might share it as a story on Instagram, and I would do something different on usually on LinkedIn. So if you were to, say, do a posts for us or for one of the other companies, would you do different posts for if they were on every platform? Because the ones, the well-being people you're talking about, I think it's important for them to definitely be on TikTok because that's a community-based one. And potentially Instagram talks to a lot of businesses. But also, it's amazing how many people are using LinkedIn for their personal stuff now.
Yeah.
It's a lot more relaxed, isn't it?
It is.
It's a lot more relaxed than it used to be back in the day. And, you know, I find that the ones where you're talking about, like me going to the gym, get a lot more interaction than the ones where you are talking business.
Yeah. Because people are getting to know you and they're working out whether they can trust you. Whether they like you, you know, they're getting to know you as a person. And, you know, people invest in people, don't they?
We buy from people,
exactly.
Don't we?
So
if you don't like someone, even if they got what you want, quite often you'll try and find an alternative.
You're going to choose someone else, aren't you? Yeah. Yeah.
So would you do three different posts or would you do the same?
I think I would repurpose and tweak. I think you don't want to be starting from scratch each time. There are ways that you can tweak things and you can kind of highlight the values of different platforms. But there's not enough difference between all of them to go completely from scratch. So, I think it would be about tweaks and ways that you can kind of make it more suitable for different platforms over completely reworking it.
And I think that's where, to be honest, AI has helped me because I put in something like confidence and it'll give me like six ideas.
Yes.
And I'm like, wow.
It's great for idea generation. Yeah.
So that really helps. So what have you found that networking has helped you most with, Hayley?
Well, I think initially it just helped me to kind of talk about my business and learn how to speak about the value, like I have just been doing there. I think that it's helped me, like Rachel said earlier, to get in front of diverse businesses and kind of learn a bit more about the business world. You know, coming from teaching is very, very different. It's its own ecosystem. You don't really look beyond the bubble. You know, you're in the bubble, you're part of it. And then, you know, I kind of went into this business world and I thought, oh, I have to learn the lingo. You know, I have to kind of, I have to understand what, and, you know, and that kind of thing. So I think it's helped. People have been so supportive and I'm lucky, you know. Obviously hasn't always been the case and it depends on the networking groups that you go to, of course, but generally people have been really supportive and pointed me in a direction. You know, somebody I think pointed me in your direction to begin with, Rachel. I can't actually remember where that was. It might have been Bexley Link Up that I first kind of was introduced to you potentially. But yeah, all of these connections that you make and the kind of the wider you spread your network, the more you do get back from it in terms of support and then, you know, obviously referrals and things like that, where people will say, I know somebody who, and I think, yeah, that's been really helpful.
Have you found that as well, Rachel? Sometimes it's not about the referrals you get, it is about the advice that you get, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's just the support, because if you're only associating with your family, your friends, and you're not going out and meeting other business owners, when you're going through a hard time, they don't get it if they're employed.
Yeah.
So actually speaking to other small business owners that actually have struggled the same as you, even if you're in totally different industries, we have all had those times when we've gone, what am I doing? What, I need to go and get a job. But actually, when you're speaking to other small businesses, we all go through that. We will all have our peaks and troughs. We all have the times of year when we're doing well and we're not, and going, actually, is this just me having a wobble or is it actually, I do really need to rethink this? But you get that from networking. I think also the other thing when you go into networking is actually quite often when you first start, I hated it when I first started going networking. I'd come from recruitment, estate agent. It was very, you close the deal, you do the business. And I would go into, I was literally that person that would go into a networking event and try and pitch FSB to you. And if you didn't sign up there and then, oh my God, that was a waste of time. Whereas now I don't even talk about FSB unless somebody actually asks me, because if they don't want to know, they don't want to know.
Yes.
Simple as that.
Yes.
So if you want to talk to me about it, just come and ask me and then we can have a conversation, not a pitch. But it's actually also going with the mindset of I might find people that can help my business, not necessarily they want to buy what I'm offering, but they might be able to do my website, coach me, whatever it is that you're after at the time, or even just give me that support. We can be that community. There's so much more to it. And I think especially those that have also come from the corporate world where somebody that does what you did is the competition.
Yes.
I mean, even an estate agent, we hated all estate agents. They're not who we are. They've got to be rubbish. Whereas actually, as small businesses, you can go and meet someone that does exactly what you do and you're best of mates.
Yes.
Because actually, I'm too busy and you're doing really well and actually, I like what you say. Mm-hmm. We can collaborate. When I'm too busy, I'm passing you work and vice versa. You'd never get that in the corporate world.
I had a conversation this morning with Sophie Richardson of Jaguar Cleaning.
Richards.
Sorry, Sophie.
I might have just said her name wrong as well.
It's because you're not a member.
Exactly. Or FSB.
So I had quite a long chat with her this morning and my daughter Sam has just started doing deep cleans. So she's just started a company called Caring Deep Cleans and she, I thought it was her ringing me then, and she basically has been saying to me, Mum, you know, I need to get myself out there, I need to be confident. So I've taken her to a few networking events and she stands back, so she's very nervous about it. And Sophie, with the conversation this morning, said, well, look, I'm meeting up with two other cleaning companies, Razzle Dazzle and
Cat's Lovely.
Cleaning with Meaning. So I'm meeting up with them. Why don't you say to Sam to come along and join us? So it's three completely different cleaning companies welcoming a new business into their fold. I mean, how powerful is that going to be for Samantha to get her business started? You know, it's fantastic that Sophie has reached out to her like that and said, you know, I'm happy. To be honest, I mean, I'd love them to be members, but I'm happier that they're helping my daughter and taking her into the fold in that way. And she said, you know, we might have business for her. And Sam said, well, I think Cleaning with Meaning does house cleans, doesn't she? And Sam said, well, I'll definitely be able to pass her some house cleans. Mm-hmm. And she's not interested in commercial cleans, so she'd be able to pass that over. But I just thought it was a real good thing for the networking community that they've, you know, put an arm around her and they're having a little meeting next Friday. They've invited her along.
That's lovely.
I do think it's lovely. And there's so many stories like that, aren't there?
Yeah, definitely.
Which is powerful. So how do people get hold of you if they want to use your services?
Yep. So I'm on Instagram at HHMWriter. And my email is also HHMWriter@gmail.com. I'm on Facebook as Hayley Hickmott Maurice. And I'm on LinkedIn as well, Hayley Hickmott Maurice. So, just connect with me, reach out. My website is, let me try and remember this, I always get it wrong, HayleyHM.com.
HayleyHM.com.
Because it's slightly different from, just because of domain names and things like that.
Right. Okay.
You know what it's like when you're
mm-hmm. Okay. So, listeners, reach out to Hayley if you want to speak about copywriting. So I think I'm now interested in maybe doing a bit of social media, seeing where you can take us with that.
Absolutely.
So maybe I'll chat to you about that one. So I just want to do some more shout outs here. So Mert is a new member and he's joined the SidCup branch and he is Match Mortgages, helping first-time buyers, home movers and self-employed clients get clear, straightforward mortgage and protection advice. Contact Mert directly on 07595 392464 for a free initial consultation. And the lovely Steph Nicholson, so they've started their own networking group. It's called Pints and Prosecco, but they've actually changed venue and they're now going to be at the Boathouse in Rochester I've not been there actually, so that's going to be good. So that's on the 22nd of January at 6:30 p.m. at their new venue, the Boathouse, which is at Rochester. So Pints and Prosecco is a networking where, have you been?
I haven't. It's what I have to limit it because I do so many early mornings and so many evenings. Mm-hmm. And so far I haven't managed to make it along, but I will. I will eventually go.
Yeah, so I mean, it's really great because, you know, we go along, all three of us go along, and they always have new people there. And it's very relaxed, and Steph might stand up and say a few words. But basically, it's just mingling and having an evening drink. I mean, to be honest, you know, I'm allowed like a small glass of wine and I feel like I need 10. so maybe I ought to get someone to give me a lift because it's so laid back in there, you know, and it's so comfortable. And I do feel that networking is about building those relationships and about strengthening them. And Pints and Prosecco is the perfect place to be able to do that. Another one, you've been to the Rookie?
I have.
Rookie CEO.
I haven't been. No. It's on my list.
Yeah. So they're the last Monday of every month. So I believe, I'm trying to think when that is. Is it the 27th?
I want to say the 28th, but don't quote me on that.
I don't think it's the 28th. Let me just look before they tell me off. because I think that that's a really great event to go to. And I know they've got some brilliant speakers actually this month. So we've got our own Synergy Networking events at the Arena on the 19th. And then you've got Steph's event, Pints and Prosecco, on the 22nd. And Rookie Club CEO, which is a fantastic event, is on the 26th, and that's at Edenwood Place. So I've got a very good relationship with Edenwood Place. And, of course, Rookie CEO is one of the benefits we offer now to members. So their new platform, any of our members get 50% on that. And they might invite you maybe to do one of their podcasts.
Yeah, I'd love to. I'd love to do more podcasts this year, actually.
Yeah, they definitely should because, I mean, with they're giving marketing advice and, you know, with the marketing advice you can provide, you know, in regards to wording and everything else, I think it'd be really helpful.
Yeah.
So
what I would say with Rookie, don't leave it to the last minute because they are always so busy. They sell out.
Really?
They do sell out. Yeah. Because is it 70 max?
70 or 80 or something like that. But yeah. It's always a good one, but it doesn't feel like that many because I know sometimes people would look at that number and think, oh,
a bit overwhelming, but
it's not at all.
It's sort of more about support than networking, but they've started not calling it a networking because although you go in there and you see lots of familiar faces, there's also loads of new faces in there because Heather's whole ethos is to help new businesses, but she helps them by giving people the presentations that will help people. And Tim Aker is doing the next one.
Yeah.
And Tim has got his own event actually tomorrow in Ebbsfleet. Are you going to that?
I need to check whether I can go to it.
Okay, so I'm going to that one. So that's Ebbsfleet. I think it's the Bloom Bean Cafe. Yeah. So I'm going along to that one. And one of the things he provides is speaker training.
Oh, amazing.
Which is very interesting. And I think he does that at Chilston Park, which is an amazing hotel. I've quite often struggled to find it, but when I do, I love it there. It's amazing. Mm. So how many networking events do you go to a month, Hayley?
So at the moment, I do 4 regular networking events. So I do Synergy, I do Bexley Link Up, which is free networking. It's, again, that kind of after-work drinks vibe
you mentioned. A bit like Pints and Prosecco.
Yeah, very informal, nice. I do the Sisterhood Dartford as well. Yeah. So it's run by the lovely Amy.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. It's all ladies, which is quite a nice atmosphere has quite a lot of the businesses that I like to connect with. So a lot of kind of health and wellness businesses are headed up by, you know, female founders. And then the other one I do is the Creative Collective, which is kind of like a fantastic community of creatives. It's weird and wonderful, but it is such a big support for someone like me, like we were speaking about earlier, who, you know, as a creative, sometimes, you know, things can kind of get you down and, you know, you can get stuck, and it's just great to have people that can support you. And, you know, they've got a good WhatsApp community as well, like obviously Synergy do. I don't want to spread myself too thin, but I think doing the 4, and then what I try and do is if I can jump on an FSB online, I will do. If I can jump on a few one-to-ones, where, you know, I'm getting to know someone in their business and finding out ways that we can maybe collaborate, I will always try and book that in as well. But if you do too many, I find that your days just kind of go and I think, oh, I haven't actually done much writing today. And then I start panicking and thinking, oh, you know, those conversations are so important. But again, it's a balance, isn't it? Like with everything, you've got to kind of think about your work day. So
have you ever been to Creative Collective?
No.
It's great.
Where is it?
So it's an online networking, so it's fortnightly. They do I think a couple of times a year they do in-person events, which are, yeah, absolutely fantastic. They have some brilliant speakers. And yeah, they do kind of like a lot of group kind of what do you call it, breakout rooms. So you're talking with a lot of people when you're doing the online networking. You are doing a very, very short pitch, you know, as, you know, Linda probably knows, I don't enjoy pitching, you know, and kind of having something scripted and prepared and speaking to, you know, a whole room full of people, but you literally do 15 seconds. Mm-hmm. You just say who you are and what you do.
So how big is that? So I went there when they first started. I think I went to their third or fourth one and it was crazy. And I actually said to Martin, this is for Elle. Because I'm just not in that headspace, you know. So I do have to do quite a lot of creative stuff, but I'm definitely not a creative that can go there on a regular basis. But I've got to say, I advocate it. I think it's fantastic.
It's brilliant.
But Elle and Martin are good friends because he does speakovers, doesn't he?
Yeah, so he's voiceover artist. They've got quite a few voiceover artists in there. And
he did the advert for Fuzzy. Because Fuzzy's a regular.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, so I don't know if you heard it, but it's completely different to all the other adverts on there. And you can tell it's got Martin's stamp on it because it's so different. And it's just got Fuzzy's personality all over it. So
that's
like you try and sort of go into somebody and know them.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he's done with the voiceover. He's gone in, he's captured Fuzzy really well, his whole personality.
Yeah.
So you can sort of tell it's, you know, an advert for him, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
So which ones do you...
That's a big personality to capture.
It is. And I mean, obviously you're nervous about coming on everything, but, you know, it really is a big personality, but he's done it perfectly.
Yeah.
And his advert does stand out from the others, I've got to say. So what ones do you go to?
Oh, God, are you ready for it?
Yeah, go on.
So if we're looking at Kent ones, I obviously do a number of the Synergy ones. So I'm at the Maidstone, Medway, I've went to the King's Hill, and I go to the Dartford one at Browns because the food.
So, which one would you like to be your home one?
Oh, see, the problem is, you say that I'm a regular at all of them, so I can't possibly choose.
You haven't got home.
Okay.
If I wasn't regular, I'd say, like, obviously not that one, but yeah, I don't know.
Let's say Sidcup.
The one I don't go to.
No.
And the only reason I don't go to the Sidcup one, although I should because it is my official FSB patch. Is because I go to Women in Business, but it's a small Women in Business one. I go to Women in Business, North Kent and Medway, because it's literally 5 minutes from my house. So it's also to meet really local people. I do Rookie CEO. I go to Ladies Who Latte. I went for the first time to one at that Liz Almond runs at Barchester. I think it's called Rosewater.
I know Liz, yeah.
But I go to the one in Bromley as well. That was a really good one. I do FSB events, but you will only ever see me at FSB South East London events. So various different ones, some online, some in person. I am a BNI member as well, so I do BNI. And believe it or not, my BNI chapter is Synergy as well.
Oh, is
so
it?
It's
oh,
like wow. I'm keeping everything Synergy. What else do I do? I do a lot of the Grow London Local networking. I do Startup, Bromley, Lewisham, Greenwich.
Wow.
And that their coffee mornings as well. God, there's going to be other ones that I've forgotten. I'd literally network, but that is where most of my business comes from because I need to be seen and I need to see lots of people to get people talking about FSB and then hopefully talking about me and approaching me directly. So,
yeah, I mean, I do a lot of networking. I've gone to Pints and Prosecco and Rookie CEO to support the girls because they're startups.
Yeah.
Although Heather started exactly the same time as me, I went there to support a startup.
Yeah.
And Pints and Prosecco is exactly the same. We've gone there to support and we try and get there every single month to support them. Mm-hmm. So are you doing Synergy, Sidcup and Dartford?
So just Dartford at the moment,
right?
Just because I haven't been able to commit to doing more than that. But I would like to get to Sidcup at some point.
Mm.
Sure, yeah, because it's quite close.
Yeah, and fantastic businesses there. Mm. So we are at Browns for Dartford, but we've actually done a deal with Roe Hill Grange in Swanley.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
So we'd probably be moving the Dartford meeting to there. So yeah, fantastic facilities.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
It absolutely is. Beautiful. It is absolutely
discount on
Yeah, I was going to say.
Well, I met our shoe, funnily enough, through the We Are Beams networking event. Ah. So the other thing we do is try and support our charities. Mm. 21 Together is holding an event. Let's see if I can find the email. So she's holding an event, and that's their first event, their first networking event. Ah, it's got to be on the 29th because that's the day we're doing Dartford. Mm-hmm. So she's doing it on the same day we're doing Dartford. So I said, I'm so sorry. I'm not, I really want to come to support you because you're one of our charities, but I can't because it's on the same night. So, and there's a few events actually. One of our members, it's his year's anniversary at James Hawkins. Do you know James? Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Yeah. So James, he's been in business a year, so he's doing a party. So he invited me to the party, and I said to him, "Don't you look at our events? I can't.
I want to know where my invite is, James.
Well, you can't go because you're going to be at Dartford.
Oh yeah,
surprise party.
But we've had some really good. So because Rachel from Point of View Glazing is actually sponsoring the event in Dartford. What we do as part of the thing for a sponsor is we go out and we invite the type of businesses that they want to speak to. So I've invited loads of construction businesses and we've got some fantastic new businesses going to Dartford this month. So big construction businesses, which is great.
Yeah,
so, I mean, I've got to say I went to a Chamber of Commerce. Have you been to any of them? Chamber of Commerce?
No, I've never done any of the Kent ones. I used to go to some of the Lincoln Drink ones in South East London.
Yes,
so they've kind of that, in partnership. Yeah. But I haven't actually made it along for ages. It's because it's evenings and obviously I'm going to your ones all the time.
So is the South East London chamber ones are in the evening as well, are they?
There's a mixture, but it's because they do South East London events, chamber events, but they also do ones called Lincoln Drink. Mm. So the Greenwich one's really well established, which is one of the ones that I started going to when I first started doing this. Mm. And then they hold other ones as well. So, but yeah, it's one of those, isn't it? When it's in the evening and then I've still got to get home because although I'm officially looking after Kent, I obviously do a lot of business. Sorry, officially looking after South East London. I do a lot of business in Kent because I live here. And obviously I've got the reputation here as well. And of course it's the travelling back, isn't it, from the evening ones that makes your day really long.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah, it does. Where do you live then?
Walderslade.
Oh, right. Okay. So you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've kind of stopped doing the evening ones on my patch.
Mm.
Hence why you see me more at ones in Kent.
Well, like I was saying, sometimes, you know, I do get quite a lot of inspiration. And Ricky Hemmings from Remediology, he's just become a member. And he took me along to a morning networking event with the Chamber of Commerce that I'd never been to before. It was a construction focus one. And what they do once a year is they have 6 of their members do 3-minute presentations. Now, I know that BNI do 5-minute presentations and sometimes they're quite sharp and good, aren't they?
Yeah.
Whereas the 10-minute ones is sometimes as though they're trying to fill it in.
Right.
Although it goes quite quickly, sometimes the 10-minute ones, it's, you know, it's like, what can I fill it in with now? So the 3-minute ones, and I thought, wow, these are really sharp and good. So I might look at the Synergy Summit events and maybe do, you know, charge less for sponsorship and do shorter presentations because those short presentations were fantastic and they really did. I think they helped the businesses more than if one person had done a 10-minute one.
Yeah. Well, it helps you explain your business. It's like that the lift kind of analogy thing, isn't it? If you've only got somebody for a certain amount of time, you've got to catch them quite quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you've got 10 minutes to waffle on, you're going to add the personal bits in there. You're going to talk about a lot of different benefits. If I get a 10-minute talk on FSB, then the thing that I have to do is talk through lots of different benefits. Mm. Will people switch off?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, if you've got 3 minutes, you're going to focus, right, what are the bits that are going to capture people's attention or emotion or whatever it is. So, yeah, that makes you understand your business and how to explain it.
And that, I think, funnily enough, is, you know, I mean, I love the benefits that we offer, but with BNI, the training that they give to speak is actually really good.
Yeah.
So Tim Aker is offering training. There's another lady that goes to Rookie CEO who's offering training. I can't remember her name.
Jenny
does the Calm Collective. I've been to one of those. That's really good.
No, I'm thinking there's, yeah, it's another late. I can picture her doing it because she's done two presentations at Rookie. Beth Turner?
Yes. I think it might be Beth Turner. So she does speaker classes as well. And so, you know, that's something that I think I really feel is needed for people who don't go to BNI. Because obviously BNI, I used to be a trainer for them and I used to train people on how to do their 3 minutes and how to do their 10 minutes.
Right.
You know, maybe it's something we can do going forward. I actually had someone ask me, so we're doing a networking training for Mates and Borough Council, and Chrissy came up to me yesterday and asked me to do another one in May. And I thought, I'm getting so many people ask me to do networking training, maybe I should do some networking training as part of the membership.
Yeah.
You know, because basically the conversation I had with someone this morning is, I don't know that I'm doing it right.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, where can I find out how to network properly?
Yeah.
And you still see when you go networking, particularly to the chambers, because there's, you know, they get so many new people in there, you get lots of people coming and doing the pitch.
Mm-hmm. And shoving their business card.
Yeah. That's it, isn't it?
And you can see they're literally darting from one person to the next. Mm-hmm. So in BNI, they call them hunters.
Yeah.
Right.
Ever heard of that terminology?
I can see why. Yeah.
You want to be a farmer, not a hunter.
Yeah, which is really good. And you can see, you know, I mean, they're one of the, are they the longest running networking group, or?
I imagine so.
Over 40, they've just had their 40th anniversary.
Although FSB's been going longer and we do networking, but we're not a networking group, yeah, though, are we? We just, that is one of the benefits, so.
How long's FSB been going?
52 years.
Wow. How long's Chamber of Commerce been going?
I think it's 100 and something.
Ooh. Really? Chamber of Commerce has been going over 100 years?
Yeah.
Well, no wonder they got 4 marketing staff. That's obviously why, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because didn't they used to be government funded?
Oh, to be honest, I don't know. Yeah, it's one of those, sure. People will look at us and think, oh, they're the competition. We're not. We're just two not-for-profit campaigning groups, but we do offer different benefits and... FSB is more about the benefits. Chambers obviously work with bigger business, which we don't. So there's similarities, but we are two different organisations, but we just both happen to be campaigning.
So can you think of any benefits that you would like to see one of your networking suppliers offer that you feel that you don't get at the moment, or do you feel that it's all provided for?
I think it's like anything, isn't it? Where BNI's good, it's all about the referrals and the leads. And having people marketing it for you, because in theory, as a BNI chapter, that's like your marketing team, isn't it?
Mm.
Obviously, a lot of networking doesn't work like that. I think everybody encourages you to do business amongst each other, which is what you're there for.
And through the room. We encourage through the room.
Yeah, but a lot of networking groups don't encourage it.
No.
And obviously, if you're not following up and getting people to do that, then most people won't.
Yeah,
they've gone there, they're looking for their own business, and then they're gone, they forget about you until they see you the next month. So I think, but it's really hard to do that. There's no kind of right or wrong way to do it.
Well, they measure it, don't they, which is good as well.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you said that you naturally do one-to-ones, Hayley, but what made you think that you needed to do that as a new person to network in a relatively new business?
Yeah, I suppose probably going back to my teaching career, when I was leading teams, I would make sure that I check in with everyone within that team and kind of the staff across the school as well on a regular basis, have those conversations, because it's only when you get in front of someone one-to-one that you find out kind of what's really happening, maybe behind the scenes, and what they really need help with, or, you know, they can be more honest when you're face-to-face in that one-to-one scenario. So I think just kind of from that experience and learning that actually you can learn a lot more about a person in that way, and quite quickly as well, and figure out how you can support them. And then that just kind of was the natural progression, I suppose, and for me to do one-to-ones between But yeah, I must say I prefer in-person meetups to all the virtual stuff. You know, I was actually during lockdown, I was doing the virtual teaching. You know, that was, I had to kind of log on and for the very first time be in front of that laptop and teach in inverted commas my class, and, you know, hope that some children would turn up and try and kind of get across the points that I needed to. And I think it's really hard when you've got that screen there and, you know, sometimes people switch off, you know, even if you're having a one-to-one with someone, you might see them look at their phone or, you know, sometimes they take a call and you're kind of like, oh, okay.
Well, you can kind of see it, can't you? Sometimes you're having that conversation and actually they're reading an email.
Exactly that.
Because you're like,
yeah,
your eyes are moving or
yeah, don't
it's
like
reflecting
that.
On your glasses yeah, or yeah. whatever you're doing. You yeah. just think, I've lost them.
Yes.
Great.
Okay, ladies, thank you so much. Just a quick, how do people get hold of you, Rachel, please?
Easiest way, email, so rachel.barham@fsb.org.uk, LinkedIn or Instagram.
Fantastic. Okay, and Hayley?
Yep, same for me. So my email is hhmwriter@gmail.com. I'm also on Instagram, hhmwriter, and on LinkedIn, Hayley Hickmott-Maurice.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed
Thank
the show.
You. Thank yeah, you very much. Really fun.
Brilliant. We're going to do some adverts now. And anyone who wants to come to Whitstable this evening, we are networking at the beautiful Crescent Turner Hotel. So if you want to come along to a Synergy event and experience it, then please just turn up. So we're going over to adverts now and the song to sing us out. Thank you very much, everyone. Bye.
Tired of business networking that feels like hard work? It shouldn't be a chore. It should be a chance to grow. Join the Synergy business community and connect with like-minded professionals right in your area. We provide the opportunities to boost your brand's visibility and growth without the stress. Stop wishing for better contacts. Start building them. Visit synergynetworkingevents.co.uk today or call us at 077-699-43756.
Do you need a reliable property management service or lettings agent? PJJS is a well-established property management and residential lettings company in Maidstone, Kent, which deliver an effective and efficient quality service. Call us now on +44 78 55 746 966.
Hello, Kent businesses. Tired of networking events that don't deliver? Synergy Networking Events has got you covered, whether you're a networking newbie or a seasoned pro. Our events make networking a breeze. Meet other businesses without the pressure. Enjoy pre-planned seating table moves and even a buffet. All for just £20 for non-members and £10 for members. Build relationships that last and get a result on your investment.
You've been listening to the Business Networking Show with Linda Cloak, John Turner and Jill Russell.